I've been working in the museum for, well, it's almost 20 years now, and I can tell you that people come along for many different reasons. For some visitors, it's the desire for knowledge. For others, they just want to be amused on a rainy day. But with the dinosaurs, it's less about being entertained and more to do with plain old fear. They like to feel scared, and there's nothing like a 30-foot monster towering over your head to do that, regardless of your age. Obviously, we get a lot of children coming with their families or school groups. There's a life-size model of a T-Rex that the museum got a few years ago. That certainly holds their attention when it starts moving. But the priority for the kids when they arrive at the exhibition are the interactive displays. They seek those out first, which is maybe not surprising, because that's the sort of way they learn nowadays. Anyway, I do think that the exhibition can help with certain aspects of a child's development. Even if dinosaurs aren't really their favourite subject at school. It's my opinion that you require imagination to appreciate an exhibition like this. You have to be able to fill in the missing pieces for yourself, and that's what this exhibition encourages. It's something that often gets neglected in mainstream education. There's just a focus on reading skills and understanding what's in print in front of you. Which isn't much of a challenge, is it? The challenge for scientists, and this is something I often have to explain to visitors, is that they simply don't have all the information they need yet. In general, if a research team is lucky enough to find some fossilised bones of a dinosaur, they won't find a whole skeleton, just part of it. So sometimes there's not much to go on. There's a lot of speculation involved when they're figuring out what it looked like, how it moved. You see, the fossilisation process requires particular conditions. The creature needs to be buried quickly. Then gradual sedimentation needs to occur. And the body has to lie undisturbed. That's why the environments in which fossils are generally discovered tend to be marine ones rather than geographical areas that have remained comparatively dry, like deserts. One of the challenges of showing a dinosaur exhibition is that you need to keep up with new theories and decide which ones are credible. Some interesting findings have come out of China in the last decade, which I'll explain in a moment. It's still generally accepted in the scientific community that dinosaurs disappeared following the event of a giant meteor crashing into Earth, which led to significant climate change. But not all dinosaurs succumbed to the cold. It was an enormous volcanic eruption that wiped out many of these creatures in China. They were instantly buried alive and thus preserved, because there was no oxygen to help in the process of decay. And what interests scientists the most about the Chinese dinosaurs is that they appear to have been covered in feathers. It is possible that these were used for display or defence, but the general opinion is, and I'd have to go along with it, is that they were used for insulation. Bird feathers have all these functions too, of course, but whether birds have directly descended from dinosaurs is still a matter of great debate. I have to admit that I am rather proud of the exhibition, and the feedback we receive is always positive. But there's even more we could do to make it a better experience for visitors, and for this reason, their donations are always welcome. In fact, the recent discoveries in China mean that some of our displays will need adapting so that the appearance...